We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Bookworld are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Bookworld has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Bookworld store countrywide. Bookworld, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your story matters.
Zambia's acceptance of yuan aimed at cutting forex losses and boost public finance management. Findings of comprehensive environmental and social impact assessments into the Sinometals disaster reveals widespread environmental degradation. In global news, at least 22 Ethiopian migrants killed in horrific road crash. Good evening. Welcome to the Phoenix FM main news. My name is Constance Mwezi Namwinga. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Msokotwane says government's decision to accept the Chinese currency yuan as payment of some taxes is aimed at reducing foreign exchange losses and improving public finance management. Addressing the media in Lusaka this afternoon, Dr. Msokotwane has clarified that the move builds on earlier measures which allowed certain taxes, particularly from mining companies, to be paid in United States dollars, as most mining revenues are earned in foreign currency. He explained that China remains Zambia's largest bilateral creditor and that part of Zambia's debt to China is denominated in yuan, making it practical for government to receive tax payments in the same currency. The minister says converting U.S. dollars into yuan to service Chinese debt attracts additional costs such as bank charges, commissions and exchange rate losses, which government can now avoid by accepting taxes directly in yuan. Dr. Msokotwane adds that the savings made from reduced conversion costs will allow government to redirect funds towards essential public services such as health, education and other developmental programs.
That we acquired from China was not planned. In other words, we did not borrow US dollars from China. We borrowed renminbi, sometimes they call it yuan. And when it's time to spend, they say, it's not dollars we are looking for, it's not British funds we are looking for. Pay the very currency at you, in other words, pay the renminbi. Of course, in the past, and even now, you can still acquire your dollars in taxes. Then you go to a bank, change from the dollars into renminbi. However, that costs money. And this is something that is positive to Zambia because those taxes that we get in yuan, we put them aside, accumulate them. When it's time to pay service the debt, we don't go and convert dollars. We just take the same yuan and go and pay the debt. So we avoid the conversion.
Zambia is the first African nation to formally accept the Chinese yuan for payment of mining taxes and royalties. Applied Science and Technology Associates has finally presented the findings of a comprehensive environmental and social impact assessment conducted following the collapse of tailings dam TD15 at Sinometals Leach Zambia Limited, which resulted in heavy pollution of the Mwambashi and Chambishi streams, as well as the Kafue River, severely affecting aquatic life. The findings were presented the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, in Kitwe today during a public disclosure engagement that attracted stakeholders from various sections of society, including civil society representatives and university students. The assessment has revealed that the tailings dam failure caused widespread environmental degradation, with contamination spreading downstream and posing serious risks to water quality, biodiversity and livelihoods that depend on the affected water bodies. According to the findings, Kalusale area emerged as one of the most severely affected zones, with significant environmental and social impacts recorded. Making his presentation, environmental health expert Titus Hakonde, who is also a member of the consulting firm, emphasized the need for adequate funding for continuous monitoring activities on mines, increased financial support to ZEMA, and strengthened interdepartmental collaboration to enhance regulatory compliance and support effective remediation efforts.
The recommendations are that we need to conduct detailed hydrogeological assessment to find out what could be the other potential sources of water contamination of the Tamishi stream. And we have also seen the wetland and the new dam playing a perfect role. They may need to enhance those so that they can serve as a sink for this heavy metal. However, on this one, I will be presenting the next slide on this issue. Then the important is to identify all other potential sources. You have seen that upstream, there are some points in the interview, the water will be showing some form of turbulence, not very stable.
Meanwhile, ZEMA Acting Director General Karen Banda assured stakeholders that the agency will continue to play its regulatory role in fostering environmental compliance, adding that measures to strengthen the polluter pays principle will be reinforced to ensure accountability and environmental protection.
From the time that ZEMA received the report, because what we presented here is just the FDA and the health impact of the
Internal Security Permanent Secretary Technical Services Dixon Matembo has emphasized that no profession or individual is above the law. Mr. Matembo says Monday's questioning of Lusaka Archbishop Alec Banda at the Drug Enforcement Commission DEC offices, where access by some legal practitioners was restricted, is normal and does not take away the police professionalism. Mr. Matembo has described reactions by some individuals as exaggerated, stating that the law applies equally to everyone, regardless of profession or status, adding that the current administration operates within the Constitution, with no individual or profession entitled to preferential treatment. He has assured that the police will maintain professional conduct and impartiality, especially in the lead-up to the August elections, stating that the happenings on Monday are signs of a new administration.
Just to assure you that you are under a different administration that follows the law and the constitution. Can you analyze what you deduce from there? Are you sure those were party of the whole process? Only one person was invited. Further, to make people understand it, to say that it's not the way it is being perceived, which shows that everything was a normal thing, not the way it was being exaggerated. So those others, people should know that I'm a lawyer. We all, people have done the law. It's just a subject, like you have done journalism, done whatever. So people should not exaggerate that there are any special. There is a law to follow, period.
A road safety expert from the Zambia Road Safety Trust has warned that the growing use of motorbikes as an alternative mode of transport on Zambian roads poses serious safety risks if left unregulated. Mr. Christopher Monsa, in an interview with Phoenix News, notes with concern that many motorbike riders are unlicensed and often ignore basic road safety measures such as wearing helmets and observing passenger limits. Mr. Monsa further notes that overloading of motorbikes has become common, putting both riders and passengers at risk of serious injuries or death in the event of accidents. He is calling on the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RASA, and the Ministry of Transport and Logistics to urgently put measures in place to regulate the use of motorbikes, including licensing, safety enforcement, and public awareness campaigns.
We've seen an increase in the number of unlicensed riders using these bikes, especially in rural areas like I said, now it's spilling also into the urban areas. I've noticed people riding motorbikes along Kitwe Ndola Highway, and they are not wearing the appropriate PPE, no helmet, no reflector.